Welcome back. Tonight, we're with All the Little Pieces, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio. Yay, yay.
Folks, we're listening to All the Little Pieces, and I'm talking with Ryan Sinclair. Maybe you could introduce the guitar player.
I like to call him Perry. A mutual friend of ours, shout out to Eric Bolander. We're kind of from the same area, me and Eric, so we have this kind of funny way of saying Perry, Perry. But his name is Perry Ritter. He's our newest addition, and we're very happy to have him in the band. Very happy.
I am a 23-year-old guitar player. I've been playing for about 11 years now.
Harry Ritter.
I go to Eastern Kentucky University studying graphic design. My beautiful wife, Lucy, is over here in the audience.
Hi, Lucy.
We got married in June of last year from Lexington, and I've been playing with All the Little Pieces since, what, December, January? Something like that.
Where'd you learn to play guitar? How'd you learn to play?
From about as many different people as I could, but I started with Aaron Austin, who was the worship leader at my church, Calvary Baptist, just a few blocks away. And then, as Aaron put it, I outlived his knowledge, so I moved over to Danny Williams. But he is the lead mandolin player in the Barry Mando Project. Wonderful, wonderful jazz group. And a fantastic guitar player to boot.
James followed in the footsteps of his wise ancestor and secretly disposed of the tea that Lavinia had offered him. He hastily escaped from the open window and ran out into the darkness looking for help.
Oh, you're so kind, but darling, you'll find it's too hard to hold back your evil. They just don't get you yet. Can't seem to make sense of it. Gonna play your jokes on me. Oh, you're such a cheat. Your lies keep you on a tight leash. But you expect us all to bow down at your feet. They just don't get you yet. No, can't seem to make sense of it.
This man back here, his name is Matt Halverson. He's kind of joined with us in the meantime.
Tell us who some of your favorite drummers are.
Matt Halverson.
Some of my biggest influences are probably Benny Greb, Dan Mayo, Jim Brock. Those are probably the major three. It's hard to narrow it down. I've been playing for about 23 years now. Longer than some of these people have been alive. Jim Brock is mainly a percussionist, does a lot of percussion work. I've seen him play with as little as a floor tom and as much as a full kit. Benny Greb is a guy from Germany. He's a funky, soulful guy. Dan Mayo is from Tel Aviv. My background's in ethnomusicology, so hence the reason I'm pulling from a bunch of different cultures. Not so much tonight, but most often when I play a full percussion setup, I use instruments from Brazil and Ghana and Peru and Morocco. And I love just incorporating. I had Indian ankle bells on earlier, and that's about the only real international thing about tonight. But
really looks like he robbed a hardware store. Looks like he could leave here and go and do a paint job someplace.
Yep.
There's paint rollers back there. I noticed he was using those. And then you've got all the keys.
Yeah, I got the keys. There you go.
Oh, great.
They're a lot less annoying than wind chimes.
Are you always looking for different kinds of things that make percussive sounds?
Yeah, and I always say that anything makes a sound. That chair you're sitting in, I really kind of want to play this bourbon barrel right now. Probably sounds amazing.
Like that.
You know, there's a lot of drumsticks available and hot rods and such. But I grew the music shops, and now I shop a lot more hardware stores. As my fiance kind of hates it when I go through the kitchen and steals all the fancy little spatulas spoons and cake testers, you know. It's fun that way. I like being a creative person. I often said I'm not going to be the fastest guy. I'm not going to be the loudest guy. Maybe I could be the most creative. Give it a shot and see what happens. And it's been a fun journey.
When Lavinia and her husband realized that their guest had escaped, they knew that their days of getting away with murder were over and that they would likely be hanged. The only part of death that they feared was being separated. Inside their cruel and twisted minds and deep in the darkness of their hearts, somehow they found a steadfast, devoted love.
When I looked into your eyes, I saw the darkness of my soul. You started a fire in the bitter cold. Yeah. just a little north of town was the 6 mile house. The weary travelers would go in there, but they never came back out. Her long raven hair was as dark as her heart. The look inside her soft blue eyes said she could do no harm. Lavinia, Lavinia, she sends her message to the devil when she reaches her home. Lavinia, Lavinia, she'll give your message to the devil and free your soul. Do you have a family? Anyone expect you home? Yes, we have a vacancy, but the traveler knew something was wrong. He sat up all night, afraid of what might be in store. Suddenly there was a crash as the bed dropped through the floor. Lavinia, Lavinia, she sends your message to the devil when she reaches her home. Lavinia, Lavinia, she'll give your message to the devil, free your soul. Time went by and they heard John's cry and they charged her for the crime. She tried to escape but she couldn't get away, so she was to be hanged. Lavinia, down to her death. Lavinia, Lavinia, she'll send your message to the devil when she reaches her home. Lavinia, Lavinia, she took my secret to the devil and freed my soul.
To thank our guests, all the little pieces, for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production and the original music of Whitney Aike, which she performs here every week at Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Of course, we thank you all, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on all of our guests and our programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. And now, once again, let's hear it for all the little pieces.
In darkness, we meet again. Darkness, my old friend, all the wise lost their light. You haunt me out of spite. Your wicked soul just feeds on fright. Take cover now from the storm that's coming. It's gonna take you down when the shadows come. You better run before it all comes undone. They will have mercy on no one when the shadows come. When the shadows come. Sorrow back again, so strong yet so thin. Your smile is so broken, your eyes a painful ocean. You're such a heavy burden. Take cover storm that's coming around. It's gonna take you down when the shadows come. You better run before it all comes undone. They will have mercy on no one when the shadows come. Fright, my old friend, running off again, shifting bloodshot eyes. You tell such awful lies, you live to terrorize. Take cover. Shadows, my old friends, shadows, we meet again. You're catching up with me, can't find the light I need. Shadows, please set me free.
Red Barn Radio thanks Ryan, Tony, Perry, Billy, Matt, and Julian, all the little pieces, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.